Hello and welcome to the Wednesday night service of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support our broadcast and our ministry, please visit our website, which is www.thefishermenministry.org, and click on the donation button located on the site. Thank you for your support.
Well, good evening, everyone. And welcome to the Fisherman Ministries Grace Ranch service for Wednesday night in West Texas. So let us come and let us worship the Lord and let's praise the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I lift your name on.
Love.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
You get to hear a few different voices this week, with Steve being out on the road. A few weeks ago, he told us, suggested to us, that we read Ezra. So I thought we'd go to Ezra 7. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalem, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Mariath, the son of Zariah, the son of Uzi, the son of Bukki, the son of Abishui, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, the chief priest. Ezra was a priest of the line of Aaron. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. This was at the time when Artaxerxes was one of those who said, go back and build the temple. And so you had a bunch of folks leave Babylon to go to Jerusalem to do that. And Ezra has a few good testimonies just here in these few verses we've read. Somebody whose faith is worth noting and following. He was a ready scribe of the law of Moses, which refers to his being diligent, hasty, ready, skillful. So he had studied. He studied the law of the Lord. He studied the Lord's word. Which the Lord God of Israel had given. Ezra was a man who was pleasing to the Lord. And we know that because he was a ready scribe of the Lord's word. How to please the Lord is to search out his word. Excuse me. And to know it, to be skillful in it. And the king had granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. He went to the king with the request, and the king said, go ahead. It took him 4 months to get to Jerusalem from when he left. According to the good hand of his God upon him. You know, when you're a servant of the Lord, when you set your heart to serve him, everything that you need to accomplish what he has for you to do, he will give you. He will give you the time. He will give you the right place. He will give you the right people. Steve, as we know, is on a trip. On Sunday, just before dinner, probably 4 o'clock, he went to go take a prayer walk. There were some things going on he needed to lift up to the Lord and see what was, where the Lord would have him, how he would have him deal with them. He came back, and he came and called me aside, and he said, I'm driving east tomorrow. And he left, and the night, at the end of his driving time that night, not in the middle of the interstate, but right there where there was a picnic sign, the van stopped working. He pulled into the picnic sign, said, I'll deal with it in the morning, and he went to sleep. And in the morning, he woke up, and it didn't work. So he got assistance from, you know, roadside assistance, whoever they were. And he didn't get to leave until today, which meant that the Lord was able to bless him with rest, which he needed because he has been working very hard. So when you are on doing something that your heart is to serve the Lord, your desire is to delight yourself in him, he makes sure that all the things are taken care of that you need to accomplish his will. And when you find yourself battling and fighting and frustrated, should be a little warning bell that you're trying to do something that isn't what the Lord has for you to do. Quite possibly. I used to find this a lot with having little children when they were smaller than they are now. When I was frustrated, it was because I wasn't doing what was right in the Lord for them at that moment. They were interfering with what I had to do, what I thought I was supposed to be doing. So, you know, something to keep in mind. Ezra arrived according to the good hand of his God upon him. And the verse that really stood out to me, the one verse in the whole book of Ezra, was verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. And we've heard for a long time, as long as pretty much any of us have been around in this ministry, we've heard about the word and what it says and what to do. That's, you know, Ezra preparing his heart to seek the law of the Lord. The things that Steve has been talking about in various other preachings in the last few months have been the next section, and to do it. We've heard it. It's time to work. It's time to actually put into action and do the things that we have heard, that we have been taught, that we know. We can't just stand here and say, we've got to go out. You know, we've got to do this. No, we have to do it. And to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. And those things come from preparing your heart, seeking the Lord, seeking his word, knowing his word. And what did it say back there in verse 6, he was a ready scribe, being ready, knowing the Lord. We've heard the word. We know it. And you know what? If you don't use something, it kind of gets stale and musty. And the Lord's going to use people who have heard it and are ready and willing to go forward. We need to be that people, individually, and then as a body as well. I'm done.
Oh, Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Well, amen. I like that song. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to praise and worship the Lord. And, you know, I know that those times when you don't feel like it and you offer the sacrifice of praise, it's amazing how things change and your spirits are lifted and that which it was upon you flees. So I was praying, you know, I'm sitting here going, oh, Lord, what do I say? Or, you know, it's not what I want to say, actually. It's what the Lord wants me to say. And he said, go to Mark 6. Now, I'm thinking, Mark 6. Man, didn't I just read that? And sure enough, that's what it was. And there's a couple things I wanted to bring out from last week or whenever it was the other day. And then there's also, I want to keep on continuing. I'm going to start at 1 again, Mark 6, chapter 1. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. Now this is Jesus going back to Nazareth, where he was raised and where people knew him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is that this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses, and of Judah, and of Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching. Now, one thing that the Lord showed me afterwards about this thing, you know, one thing that happens is that, I don't know about you, I know when I received the Lord, it was a transformation. It was a radical transformation. And the Lord showed me something about that. He showed me that, you know, here are these people who knew me, okay? I think I used to be pretty friendly, I guess. I don't know, contrary to popular belief. But what happened is they knew me. And they knew my faults, and they knew my shortcomings, and they knew the way I was. And I think you also, I know Steve kind of has this testimony too, and I'm sure we all do. You know, here we are, we go about our life, we accept the Lord, and then we want to share with everybody what the Lord has done for us, right? What the gospel of the Lord is, you know, how it sets us free. And the thing that I found and I see now is that scares people. Because they knew me before, and then they know me now. When they see that, and they see that transformation, all of a sudden they realize that, oh my God, if I receive the Lord, if I receive what you say, I'm that transformation may help take hold in me. And it scares them. It scares them. You know, oh no, that means I'm not fine. Oh no, that means I'm not okay. But our trust is in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord that we pray for those around us. We pray for those we were raised with. We pray for them that the Lord sends someone who can deliver the gospel unto them, and then that they might hear. But a lot of times it's that fear that fear of the unknown, that fear of change that causes people to shut down and not hear what is being spoken. So anyway, where I wanted to go, I just wanted to touch on that. Chapter 6, verse 7, "And he called unto the 12 and began to send them forth by twos and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits." Now, this is different, and this is interesting, okay? If you want to look at this with Mark 16, okay, you see the great commandment. Okay, this is before the Holy Ghost came down in the day of Pentecost. Okay, this is a time where the Lord took up of his anointing and gave it to the 12, and he sent them forth. Now, one thing that you see here, okay, we know that the Lord is not a respecter of persons. It wasn't about these people, these 12, being perfect, because we know that Judas was among that 12. It was about accomplishing the Lord's will and demonstrating a purpose to the 12 and demonstrating a purpose on how they will be later. Now, we know one fell away. Praise God, he knew who it was. But that didn't stop him from using him to do his work at this time. "And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals and not put on two coats." Now, I know that one of the things where we run into is trusting the Lord. We're trusting the Lord. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. Well, this is trusting the Lord. You know, it talks about, or where it said, it says, you know, when, how do you want to, or, you know, you see God move in miraculous ways when you really have no other choice. The Lord was sending them out into the world to, not to preach the gospel, and I'll get to that here in a minute here, not to preach the gospel, but to teach them a lesson, to teach them that God can use them if they but believe, if they just step out in faith. "But it be and he said unto them, in whatsoever place you enter unto an house, there abide till ye depart from thence. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent." Now, this is the thing that really stuck out to me. That they went out and preached that man should repent. How is that different from chapter 16? Anybody know? Yes? Okay. Chapter 16, he says, go out and preach the gospel. This was telling them to go out and preach that men should repent. It's different. Okay, they couldn't preach the gospel because the gospel hadn't been fulfilled yet. This was almost the same commandment that John had when he went out into the wilderness. He preached that men should repent. Now, we know in the end, it's the Great Commission is Mark 16. But it's interesting to see how we see a difference and kind of a parallel between these things. You know, in the end, in Mark 16, well, they had already done this. They had already fulfilled part of what the Lord had told them to do, part in the sense that they went out and they preached, trusting the Lord to take care of their needs. Now, I know here we have a lot of people and who we have to trust the Lord. Everyone, we have to trust the Lord for our needs. And I'll tell you frankly, sometimes it's not easy to do that. It's not easy. But if we're serving the Lord, I know that He is faithful to provide, and He is faithful to take care of those who do His work. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. You know, I look at this and I look at the Great Commission, and I know that what's happening, and I know it's something that's really, Steve's been preaching and it's been quickening really since the beginning of the year. The Lord is pulling together His body. The Lord is pulling together His body that is knit in love and found in Him. The Lord is pulling together that body that walks in His faith in what He has done. Our purpose or our hope or our desire needs to be that. I mean, how many times when I was, you know, when talking about the previous chapters, did I preach the wrong thing? People weren't wrong to reject what I spoke because it was an error. It was safe for them to reject it. But I know that the Lord is bringing together His body to preach the true gospel, to preach as He would have us minister. And I know to do that, our faith has to be 100% in what He did and what He's able to accomplish in spite of the people, in spite of myself or ourselves. You look at what He did here, is that He used Judas in spite of who Judas was. It doesn't have a little asterisk in this whole thing that says, well, except for Judas. No. It's what the Lord does. It is what the Lord does. It is what He accomplishes because it's about Him. You know, you look at what happened with, Balaam. The Lord used an ass to accomplish a mission. You know, now I sometimes feel like one. But the point is it's not about the vessel. It's about the person who's sending that vessel or sending that person. And I know that we're in a position, you know, I know the Lord's going to bring together His people. He's going to bring together that body. We by faith have to dwell in that body. We by faith have to know that in spite of everything you see in yourself, in spite of everything and all the unbelief, all the doubts and everything that you have, if you but trust Jesus, He can use you. He can use you. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that in spite of the years I was bitter and angry and all these other things, that I see that deliverance that He's giving. And, you know, my hope is to see that deliverance in everybody. Because it says that His body, the church of Philadelphia, or He says to His disciples, they'll know you're my disciples, your love one for another. It all works through love. It all works through love. The ministering of the gospel or ministering what Jesus did, or it all works through love. And it's love of the other person, not love of self. And so let us be hopeful. Let us be hopeful. Let us know that the Lord is going to move, and let's be a part of that movement. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for your grace. And Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice. And may we, Lord, may your word and may your spirit work in us that we may become that body that walks in the fullness of you. And Father, we thank you for this. And Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. And Lord, for what you're doing. And Lord, I ask that you prepare our hearts so that we may be part of that. In Jesus' name, amen. And I guess we will see you on Sunday morning. God bless and good night.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.